Under the blue sky, the sky was a soft blue oil, brushed smoothly with wisps of white shadows, as though the world had forgotten how to worry. Beneath it, in a quiet country city named Avellini, life moved sluggishly, peacefully, gently. And in the heart of that city lived two souls fated to intertwine, Lena and Theo. Lena was a quiet girl, frequently set up with a book in her hand and wildflowers in her hair. She worked in the city's only flower shop, an antique little space that smelled of lavender and rain. She arranged petals like runes, letting each bouquet speak in ways her lips infrequently did. Theo was a painter who had returned to Avellini after times of wandering. He'd traveled the world with nothing but oil and a satchel full of colors. He came back with eyes that had seemed too important and hands that pained to produce commodity honest, commodity real. He rented a small plant near the edge of city, where the hills met the sky. They first met under ordinary circumstances. Lena was delivering flowers to the city's art exhibition, where Theo's pieces were displayed. One oil caught her eye, a lone tree beneath an endless sky. There was commodity deeply familiar in it. "You like it?" Theo had asked, appearing beside her without warning. Lena, startled, also jounced. "It feels like breathing." He smiled, not awaiting such an answer. That was the morning. They began to meet in small ways. Lena started delivering flowers to Theo's plant. Occasionally, she'd stay and watch him paint, her quiet presence more soothing than any air. Theo set up himself painting further skies than ever, each stroke carrying tones of blue that reminded him of her eyes. One autumn, he asked, "Why do you love flowers so much?" She allowed for a moment. "Because they bloom indeed when no bone is watching." Theo goggled at her also, seeing commodity delicate and stalwart within her. He knew he was painting skies not just because they were beautiful, but because they imaged the freedom he saw in her. Seasons changed. The city bathed in golds of afterlife, also slumbered under downtime's hush. Their bond grew deeper, implied yet inarguable. Theo would bring Lena his oils before anyone differently saw them. She'd leave letters put away into his door, quotations from books, sketches of petals, her studies folded between runners. One evening, under the starlit sky, Theo took her to his favorite hill. They lay on a mast, side by side, watching the sky over. "Do you ever wonder if the sky watches us back?" Lena rumored. "Perhaps it does," Theo replied. "Or perhaps it's just staying for us to eventually look up." Their hands brushed. Neither moved down. It was spring when Theo realized he was in love. It was then dramatic or unforeseen. It came like dawn, sluggishly submerging every corner of his being. He looked at Lena one morning, girdled by marigolds and sun, and aloud, "This is home." But Lena, though she loved him too, was hysterical. She had lost people before, her mama to illness, her family to war. She stressed loving someone would mean ultimately losing them. So she kept her love folded in silence, put away like a letter no way transferred. Still, they remained close. They participated days, horse laugh, silence, dreams. And indeed, in the quiet, love bloomed. Also, a letter arrived. Theo had been invited to an occupancy program in Florence, an occasion to live and paint in the heart of Italy for 6 months. It was every artist's dream. Lena set up the letter before he could show her. She had stopped by his plant with a bouquet of white peonies and noticed the envelope resting on the easel. Her eyes scrutinized the words. The name of the megacity. The length of time. Her fritters quivered. When Theo walked in moments laterally, he saw the letter in her hand and the sadness in her eyes. "I was going to tell you," he said vocally. She jounced. "When do you leave?" "In 2 weeks." A silence hung between them, heavy and uncertain. "It's an awful occasion," she said eventually, "but it's far down." "Yes." He stepped closer. "Will you stay for me?" She dithered, not because she didn't want to, but because staying meant admitting she loved him, and loving meant risking pain. "Theo, I do not want you to stay just because of me. I'm not asking if I should stay," he said. "I'm asking if you'll be then when I come back." Lena looked down, her heart thundering. "I don't know." That night, they walked through city under a blue sky veiled by stars, neither speaking of farewells, both feeling the pang of what might be lost. Theo left with a pledge to write. The first letter arrived a week after he landed in Florence. It was filled with sketches of the megacity, tales of his plant, how the morning light there reminded him of her. Lena read it over and over. She replied days latterly, writing sluggishly, choosing her words like petals. She told him about the shop, the new blooms, the silence he left before. Weeks passed, and their letters grew longer, more intimate. They participated recollections, expedienced their fears. Theo wrote of the pang he felt when he allowed of her. Lena wrote of the comfort his letters brought. Yet, she no way said the words he endured to hear. "I love you." Theo waited. One evening in Florence, he stood on a deck overlooking the megacity and began an oilless sky filled with craving. When it was done, he folded a snap of it into a letter and transferred it to Avellini. "It's called Waiting for You." Lena cried when she opened it. 3 months passed. Also 4. Lena kept every letter in a box beneath her bed. She slept with one hand on it, as if hysterical the dreams might escape. One autumn, a storm swept through Avellini. The power went out. Lena lit candles and read through the letters again. Also, in a rush of clarity, she knew she didn't want to be the girl who awaited in silence. She wanted to be the woman who loved without fear. She sat at her office, took out her finest paper, and began writing. "Dear Theo, you formally asked me if I would stay for you. The verity is, I no way stopped. Not really. I awaited when you first showed me that oil. I awaited when we lay beneath the stars. I awaited every time I watched you walk down, hoping you'd turn back. I love you, Theo. I suppose I've sensed the moment you made the sky feel like it was mine. Come home soon. Love, Lena." She posted the letter the coming morning. Theo entered Lena's letter on the first day of summer. He'd just finished his final oil for the occupancy, an extensive tempera named Under the Blue Sky. He read her letter 3 times, hands pulsing. He left Florence the coming day. When he arrived in Avellini, the sky above the hills was a familiar soft blue. He walked through the city with a heart bursting. At the flower shop, he set up Lena arranging sunflowers. She looked up, saw him, and said, "I got your letter," he said. She smiled, the kind that carries 1,000 implied words. "You came back." He walked to her, took her hands. "I no way left your sky." And under the blue sky, they kissed for the first time. Life in Avellini unfolded like petals, laggardly and beautiful. Lena and Theo moved into a small cabin on the hill, where she grew flowers and he painted skies. Their home was filled with sun and art, with horse laugh and participated silences. They framed their letters, hung them across the walls. Every time, on the anniversary of that first letter, they would lie under the blue sky, holding hands, brooding all the words that had formerly gone implied. And every morning, without fail, Theo would leave a note on Lena's bedside table. Occasionally a lyric, occasionally a single judgment. Always inked, ever under our sky.